I throw economic development into a subset of community development. Community development is really broad. It has to do with exactly what the words say. You're creating livable communities, sustainable communities, affordable housing, opportunities for human interaction, good schools, good public schools. I'll make that clear. I'm very much a supporter of public schools. Communities that offer a variety of opportunities for work, and that's where you get economic development, cultural enrichment, access to recreation, access to good health care. I think that's the realm. And in order to achieve community development, one of the pieces of that is, you know, and you can always make the argument, you know, what is the basics? You know, what is the most fundamental thing? And economic development enables you to do all those other things. So it's a subset of community development, but it's the key to having the investment through taxpayer dollars and people engaging in commerce to enable you to get all the other things. I think the other fundamental relationship is infrastructure. Infrastructure, to me, is the, you know, in order to have all those things, you have to have good delivery systems. And also, to order to be more green and sustainable, you need to have good transportation and delivery systems. I think that that's really at the heart of it, how we get from one place to another, how we heat our homes, how we, you know, communicate. I think all of those, that's the basis. And then that enables economic development. It enables cultural enrichment. It enables all the things that we do. But you have to have that relationship. So that infrastructure relies on investment, and you can't have the investment without the economic development. So the link is that economic development fuels infrastructure, which in turn fuels quality of life and sustainable communities.